Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. This is Nicola Beer and I am excited to talk about today's topic because it's very close to my heart, and that's how to deal with your spouse's annoying habits. What are your spouse's most annoying habits? Is it the way they walk, talk, eat, sit, clean or clean up, you know, do the household chores? Do they snore when they sleep? Do they perhaps hum an annoying tune or crack their knuckles? Do they pick their nails? And when was the last time that they did something that irritated you? Was it last week? Yesterday? An hour ago? One of the most annoying things about annoying habits is that they can be so small, but still drive you mad. Over time, you may find the list of annoying habits grows. And it may not be that your spouse has added more irritating habits as the years have gone by, but instead a sign that the honeymoon period is over. Do you find that habits that used to be easy to put up with now wind you up? Perhaps it's just me, but I find annoying habits very frustrating on two levels. One, the habit itself. Two, the inability to let it go and stop it from bothering you. So what can be done about this common marriage problem? Is it important to address it in marriage counselling or in your marriage? Well, before I answer those questions, I first want to distinguish the difference between annoying habits and annoying activities. Annoying habits I count in the relationship work that I do as personal mannerisms which are done repeatedly and habitually without thought. These are different to annoying activities. These are things your spouse does and thinks about. For example, an annoying activity is going out and getting drunk and not coming home till really, really late, and that if that annoys you. Or an annoying habit could be overspending. An annoying habit could be, smoking, other addictive behaviours, could be their personal exercise program, gambling, that kind of thing. If you're looking to change anything like that, then really we need to have a different approach to the change work that I'm going to be sharing with you today. Because with addictive habits, with emotional habits like overspending, things like that, we need to address the emotion, we need to come up with an alternative, and we also need to work with the subconscious mind, because experts estimate that about 80% of what we actually do, our behavior, is driven by our subconscious mind. Now, I'm not saying that I know and can prove that it's 80%. Some even say 90%. What I do know, though, is it's really effective if you can use two ways, conscious and subconscious, to change something. And it's worked in my life. I used to smoke a lot, and I changed that. Overeating, I used to do that a lot, and I changed that. So I used both methods, and it was really effective. Anyway, back to the annoying habits. So annoying habits are things you do without thinking. And are these really crucial to address in marriage counselling and in relationship support? Absolutely yes. Because if something is negatively triggering someone, then that is going to affect the marriage. And also, we can sometimes feel that when our partner does something that we've asked them not to, and we say, look, please don't do this, we can think that they're being a bit inconsiderate, especially when we've already brought it up for the 100th time and they still continue. If you're anything like me, you will argue in your head that it's not the habit itself, it's not the habit they're doing, but it's the fact that I've told them not to do it. They don't care about me, they don't listen to me. But then let's think about it on the other way round. If you have an annoying habit and your partner gets annoyed at you, you probably would think, if you're anything like me, that why can't they just accept me as I am? Why can't they get over it? Why can't they just adjust? Why can't they leave me alone? Why can't they look at themselves rather than at me? So we need to address this only if it's a source of tension. And as through my work as a marriage transformation specialist, I've actually seen marriages break down and love destroyed because of annoying habits. So that is why this episode is here with you today. Because they can lead to a couple not wanting to be around each other. I had one lady who could not stand the fact that her husband picked his nails. And I had another man who could not stand the way that his wife broke wind. So it actually made him feel not attracted to her and not want to be intimate with her. So clearly in cases like that, it is going to affect the marriage. So these things, whether it's breaking wind or it's some other things, they do need to be addressed. Sharia, who I work with, couldn't stand the way Nikhil made a sound when he was eating. Every meal time, she would get really wound up and feel negative towards him. Sometimes it got to her so much that she would strain her throat muscles as she would tense up. And she no longer wanted to sit with him at mealtimes and made excuses to eat alone. She was angry at herself and him. Every time she tried not to let it bother her, it seemed to get worse. So here are the two options, what you can do if any annoying habits are happening in your marriage at the moment. One, you can change your annoyance. Hypnotherapy usually works wonders for my clients, especially in areas of stress, anger, drinking too much and snoring. Or two, you can motivate the person with the habit to change. All habits can be changed. But bear in mind, at first, new behaviours will seem uncomfortable and a little strange. Nikhil agreed to eat differently, but he had no clue how to really do that. So I suggested that he copied the way Sharia ate her food. They found this hilarious to teach and practice and couldn't stop laughing at their dinner time. And when they had came to my next session with me, I was in stitches as well and fits of laughter because when they were reporting and they were mimicking how they were like copying each other eating, it was hilarious. So joking aside, it really did work. And it was just really a case for him of slowing down and learning that. Sharia also supported him. She was like, right, I'm not going to give him crunchy foods until he's got the hang of it. And then Nikhil noticed how his family all ate like him. And he could really empathise with Sharia because he was like, oh my goodness, my family, you know, how they eat is really bad. And so now when their family visit, Sharia and Nikhil put on music so that they can just listen. So that was quite funny. So if your partner has an annoying habit that it's affecting you and how you feel about them, then the following steps may help you. One is tell the truth. In a calm and relaxed manner, be honest. Tell your spouse what they are doing that is annoying you. Don't bottle it up or lie about how you feel. Explain it's not them that you want to change, just the habit. And that's really important. You know, you're not having a go at them. It's just really irritating you. And I'm only talking about habits that really, really, really are important. I mean, we don't want to pick fault in our partner and we don't want to be like, change this, change that, change that. But if it is really causing an issue for you, then you've got to tell the truth. Then, commit to change. So step two is commit to change. In order for change to take place, you both must be aware of the importance of resolving the annoying habits, recognizing that they can drive a wedge between you. And whilst they may seem small or insignificant to one person, over time, it can lead you to not wanting to be close to them. So that's why it's really important. Tip three is work together. None of us likes to be criticised. Make sure you address the habit and not attack each other and devise a solution together. So if you're mentioning it to them, they might say, well, you know what, I'll do this. Or I'm willing to change, or I'm willing to do this. So that can be really powerful and important. Another really good step is to keep your sense of humour. Stop and ask yourself, what is the funny side of this? How can we use this to connect, to laugh together? And then the next step is empathize. Empathy is so important when it comes to improving a marriage. No matter what the problem is, when you put yourself in your partner's shoes, that is going to benefit you, it's going to benefit the relationship. And that's what we want. We want someone that is going to love us, is going to admire us, and is going to empathize with things that we're going through. So if they do, you know, if it does really annoy them, don't be angry at them. Try and help them if it's something that they've brought up. And lastly, and probably one of the most important things, is to be patient. If they've said, right, I'm going to change this, then be patient with them, because old habits can be quite hard to stop, because we get into this loop and our mind or our body or whatever just gets into that loop and just does it. So don't expect them to, you know, get miracles straight away. And if you are kicking habit, you know, many experts say that it takes 21 days. So at least give them 21 days to really install it. If your habit is more of a personal mannerism, or it's more of an addictive behavior or an emotional pattern that you're finding hard to break or they're finding hard to break, then do get support. It really, as I say to anyone that has these different habits I've worked with over the last 12 years, that all habits can be changed with the right approach. Everything is changeable. Someone is not a certain way. You can reinvent yourself, you can be different, you can break free from old patterns. We all can. And it's just having the faith and the steps to do so. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was really lovely connecting with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.